Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches uplift and enjoy their lives. I'm recording this during the holiday season, and many of us feel that at this time, everybody expects us to be happy, and that can be really hard when you're facing real problems. I came across a quote that can provide some support. The author of the quote is Cesare Pavese, and the quote is, "We do not remember days, we remember moments." And this has a lot to do with uplifting your life. This quote provides us with some support for uplifting our lives. I have 3 insights for you. The first one is, shift from a future focus. In the quote, "We don't remember days, we remember moments." Our attention is pulled towards moments, and when we're miserable and concentrating on worries gives us miserable moments, and worries are all about focusing on the future. I want to share that I feel having goals and making plans is an important part of our lives. There's a difference between setting goals and being lost in your worries. When I worry about future things like being homeless, and that doesn't help me. Instead, I can make plans for the future, like perhaps I'll make another online course. I already have Goddess-Style Weight Loss, and my second course is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. My point is, I can plan to make a course and create more income for the future. That's different than just sitting and worrying. So I focus on shifting my focus from future events to what I can do now, in this moment. Which leads us to the second insight, focus on moments. I want to bring back the quote here for a second. We do not remember days, we remember moments. And moments are where it's at. For example, when we focus on the moments in our lives, like the here and now, we turn our gaze away from the future to the present, because the present is really where we live. And when you're in the present moment, you can notice that you feel safe and secure. At this moment, you're not in pain or have other problems. Now, I realize for some of us, that is not your experience. Someone who has chronic pain may have a different experience. For example, one time I injured my knee, and it took months to heal. I was wondering, when was it ever going to end? But I did notice that even with days where I had pain in my knee, I would still have good moments. The good moments can be like sunbeams breaking through the clouds. So we don't deny that pain is there, but we can focus on good moments of our lives. Here's another example. One best-selling author had a daughter who had chronic pain. People would ask her, "How you doing?" And she would literally look through her body to find the pain, and then find pain. She told her father that she had to stop doing that, and it might be better to ask, "How are you doing well in this moment?" And her response might then be, "I'm doing pretty good today. I'm able to walk more than usual." This is a way we can focus on good moments. And now for the third insight. Practice refocusing. Our brains are designed to keep us alive. For example, they focus on the negative and threats. So to uplift and enjoy your life, you want to refocus onto the good moments in your life. You may want to invite Goddess to help you shift your thoughts. A simple prayer would be, "Gracious Goddess, help me see what's good in this moment." This could become your practice. Another thing is you could shift your thoughts by saying, "In this moment, I am safe." It's important to pick things that are true. Here are some examples that apply to me. In this moment, I'm safe, and I've just finished a nice meal. I'm in the house and out of the rain. In this moment, I'm comfortable. In this moment, I'm happy that I have someone to love. And also in this moment, I'm happy to serve you with this podcast. So that's how we practice refocusing. And now I will summarize. The first insight was shift from a future focus. Second, focus on moments. And number 3, practice refocusing. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is spiritual solution for depression relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.